Meanwhile, tensions are running high at the border between Turkey and Syria near the town of Kobani. Turkish security forces have cracked down on Kurdish protesters and activists who tried to cross over the border into Syria to join the fight against the advancing ISIL militants. Turkish forces have in recent weeks prevented Kurds in the region from crossing into Syria. Meanwhile, Kurdish fighters in Syria have urged all Kurds to take up arms as ISIL militants are approaching the town of Kobani. In a statement, the armed wing of Syria's Kurdish Supreme Committee has pledged stiff resistance against attack fury insurgents, saying Kobani will become a graveyard for the terrorists. Fears of a possible massacre are growing as ISIL terrorists are pushing towards the town, despite airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition. Let's cross over to Istanbul, joined by Press TV's correspondent Verenia Keet. Verenia, good to have you with us. Verenia, fill us in on exactly, tell me what Ankara is saying as far as the official reason as why they are preventing the Kurds from crossing back over the border.
Ankara has classified all Kurdish groups trying to cross the border, including the PKK, as terrorists. They brand them and they classify them in the same category as the ISIL. So Kurds in Turkey obviously are not satisfied or not happy with the situation. The Turkish government and Ankara treats them as though they are terrorists because they want to cross the border, and Mr. Erdogan has categorically said that the Kurds are trying to manipulate the situation on the border. On the other hand, the Kurds, normal Kurdish people, have been traveling in convoys from various cities in Turkey, from the border areas, from Van, from Diyarbakir, from other cities in Turkey. They have been traveling in convoys towards the border, and for the past few days, they have been forming a human chain along the border. Today, as you mentioned in the report earlier, there were fierce clashes. Tear gas and water cannon were being used by security forces, by Turkish government security forces against the Kurdish people and against other supporters and sympathizers of what is happening in Kobani. The Kurds believe, and the Kurds say, that the United States airstrikes have been insufficient, have been ineffective, and have not really targeted protecting the city or the town of Kobani in the last few weeks or in the last few days. And therefore, they believe that they would cross over the PKK and the People's Protection Units from the Syrian side, and the PKK have been battling against the ISIL militants around, which are now surrounding Kobani, from reports we hear, from three sides, and that the town itself has been completely deserted of all residents. So there is fighting happening in the town, there's fighting happening for control of the town, and Kurds are very frustrated with the situation. On the side of this, there's also been other activities around the country in solidarity and support for the Kurds and for what is happening in Kobani. In Kadıköy, on the Asian side of Istanbul, there was a vigil today, which the police broke up. There was a vigil which the People's Democracy Party had organized. The People's Democracy Party is a pro-Kurdish party. They had organized this vigil to collect donations to send to the border regions, but the police came along, confiscated their donations which they had collected, broke up the vigil, the area which they had set up as a tent, but they vowed that they would go back there and they would set up the tent again and continue their vigil. In the meantime, we also have reports that all the Kurdish leaders of the Kurdish groups and deputy leaders of the Kurdish groups inside Turkey have gone to the border area of Suruç, which is directly proportional to where Kobani is in Syria. And in Suruç, they will be trying to cross the border where all this disturbance has been happening between the security forces and Kurdish people. They are doing this in solidarity. They say that this is the feast of resistance as opposed to the feast of the sacrifice, and that they will continue to display this kind of solidarity and support and will continue to try to go across, because the city of Kobani has been under siege, or has been, the ISIL has been trying to surround the city and take over the city for many days now, and that The Turkish security forces, the Turkish military, hasn't done anything to protect the city.
Okay.
The president, Mr. Erdogan, as well as the prime minister, Mr. Ahmet Davutoğlu, has vowed that they will, or they have said that they will protect the city of Kobani. And this happened 2 days ago when the military mandate for Kobani was extended by the Turkish parliament, not for Kobani, sorry, for sending Turkish troops into foreign lands, specifically into Syria and Iraq. So for the past 2 days, since Thursday, there hasn't been any show of exactly what Ankara plans to do to protect the city of Kobani.
All right. Thank you so much for that update out of Istanbul. Press Corps correspondent, Virenia Keat.